Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed, and we have school board elections coming up all over the country, Springfield specifically, and we have, though we note, obviously, significance and importance with all of the area school board elections. We focused on Springfield for a number of different reasons, and we have over the years, and we want to welcome Landon McCarter. He is one of the individuals running for the school board. Thank you for being with us, and if you would, just tell people a bit about yourself and why it is that you decided to run for Springfield School Board.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. So my name is Landon McCarter. You'll see me first on the ballot. I'm number one this year. And the reason that I chose to run and a little bit about myself is my father was a Springfield Public School teacher. He taught algebra for 30 years. My mother was a teacher and teacher's aide for 14 years. My brother graduated from SPS. My sister graduated from SPS. I graduated from SPS in 2003. And won a state basketball championship from Kickapoo. And then I went to Missouri State, got my degree in marketing, and I've been building a business in Springfield for the last 14 years. I've had multiple businesses, and I currently run a large ad agency that has about 40 employees here in Springfield, Missouri. And we are, an ad agency that specializes in the financial and insurance market specifically. I currently have three children. I'm happily married to the woman way out of my league. My kids go to SPS. They are 13, 10, and 8. They go to Disney and Cherokee. And the reason that I am running for school board is because you hit a certain point in your career where you have to make sure that you give back to the community that has given you so much. That may sound a little cliche, but I really mean that. I'm born and raised here. I really believe that Springfield, Missouri is the best place on planet Earth to raise a family. It's in my opinion, getting involved in the community is very important for me to do as a man, as a citizen, et cetera. And I have a history with education. I was raised by teachers, and the teachers that raised me taught me that the educational system is the foundation of our community, one of the pillars. So I want to serve these kids. I want to serve these teachers. I want to serve our community by getting involved in the Springfield Public School Board.
Talking with Landon McCarter, who's running for Springfield School Board. What would be your job description, if you will, of a school board member?
Yeah, well, luckily, we actually have that laid out for us specifically. So I don't really have to, come up with that on my own. But basically, we are in charge of hiring and overseeing and evaluating the superintendent. That's our one employee. We also have to basically take the strategic plan that was just passed and then monitor performance of that plan, really recommend, implement, and monitor like any type of policy and procedure. We have fiduciary oversight of the budget. That's the biggest one. So in my opinion, my answer of that is really just we're here to listen and be a community liaison of what the community wants. We are elected members to be representing the community that elected us. And so it's our job to be listening to the community and, having the fiduciary oversight of the budget to make sure that the budget is aligned with the community's goals and expectations, but also listening to the teachers and the parents of SPS as well to really align the community to get these kids the best education as we possibly can by putting the right people, in place. In terms of just leading the district, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What is an area currently that you feel things are headed in the right direction? You see it in the school systems. You think, all right, yeah, we should be doing more of this. We need to continue this. Any particular area that you note?
Yeah. So my answer to this question just comes from a personal experience with my students. I've seen a marked increase in communication with me as a parent and my wife. I think that parents need to be communicated with often and early. And I also think we need to try to, as a district, lean a little bit less on like the online portals for students to be able to check in with their kids and more just communicating with what's going on in their classrooms, especially in the early stages. Like an example is that I have a 13-year-old son that goes to Cherokee, and they have this thing called the ICU list, which is basically a list. If you miss a key assignment, you're able to get on that list, and then we get text messages as parents. Well, nobody cares more about the success and the excellence of my child than me. And so by the school communicating with me, I'm able to really get that under control extremely quickly because we have high expectations in our family. And so you know, that communication is imperative. So I've seen a marked increase in parent communication, at least with the sites that my students go to, at Disney and Cherokee, and that's a direct part of the strategic plan as well. So I believe that, you know, communicating with parents and putting them at the table as much as possible is super important, and communication and transparency is how you do that.
Talking with Landon McCarter, running for Springfield School Board, the opposite side, what any major red flags if you were to come in and everyone's asked, as new school board members are reelected, all right, what do you think should be number one priority that we need to turn around because we're definitely headed in the wrong direction? What might that be?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, all the metrics that matter are telling us that. When you look at the MAP scores, we are the lowest ranked district in the different subjects compared to our local counterparts. Our ACT scores have been dropping for 12 years. Our reading levels are dropping. Our math proficiency is dropping. So unfortunately, when it comes to the curriculum and the actual academic rigor, our district is falling behind based on the measurable metrics that we can see, from testing the students, right? So that's an important piece that needs to be under control. There needs to be communication and resources allocated to make sure that these academic markers are stabilized, and we can start, seeing us go in a positive direction. I mean, whenever we have a $340 million a year budget as a district, we should be cranking out little Navy SEALs and be able to, hire and attract the best talent of the area. We shouldn't be having, teachers rapidly retire like they are in record levels. We are seeing a mass exodus of the talent of our, teachers that have been there for forever, and that's got to stop. And the way that we can stop that as a board member is to really make sure the policies and procedures are behind the teachers, not tie their hands on certain things. I believe that one of the marked reasons for the academic decline is that we just need to have a higher standard of academic excellence, but also behavioral excellence and disciplinary excellence. We can't allow, several students to disrupt the learning environment of the entire group. And sometimes teachers just have to leave that situation in the classroom, or they're left to deal with it. We're asking them to do too much, pretty much asking them to be social workers along with police officers in some cases. So I really, 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 really care about the distractions in the classroom that keep us away from the core curriculum and why I believe that we're seeing decreased academic scores.
Talking about distractions, of course, different people have different ideas about what is a distraction. Over the last several years, a big social movement has hit so many public school systems throughout the country. One of them, of course, is dealing with whether or not boys who want to identify as girls can compete against girls and use their locker rooms. And while some will argue that, oh, there's no need to worry about it, this isn't a widespread problem in Springfield, I don't think many people are arguing that it's just going to go away. What are your thoughts on that and on the issue of girls? Many of which across the country are fighting back and saying, no, we should not be forced into these situations. Your feelings and thoughts about genders and sports and locker rooms.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, your biological sex is important on which locker room and bathroom that you use. If there is some sort of situation, I don't want to be misunderstood. I mean, as the Springfield Public School System, we are in charge of making sure that every student is taken care of. Most of the policies that have been implemented on this whole bathroom and locker room thing in Springfield in terms of using like neutral bathrooms has mostly solved those issues. But this really gets back to, I don't want to say that a struggling student is necessarily the distraction and we need to get them out of our school. That's not what I'm saying. I want to be very careful in the way that I articulate this, is that there's only so much bandwidth that administrators and teachers have. We have 174 days of class with these kids, and every moment of class time that is not given towards the actual academics of the goal of the actual class in and of itself is the distraction that I'm talking about. And so a lot of these social and political agendas that are trying to creep into our classrooms just don't have any place in the classroom, in my opinion. But also it goes up to the top level of the leadership. If you want to, I don't know if your listeners are aware of the last board meeting, but there was a huge issue with the last board meeting. And in the matter of 4 days, the board rearranged the agenda and then demoted Dr. Miriam from vice president to just a regular sitting member, and, you know, showing us that the board can act very swiftly, right? Well, why were we able to act so swiftly in that particular situation when we have real, real problems facing our district that we're just kind of deliberating and kicking the can down the road? So these types of distractions, these social political agendas, just, you know, all this other stuff is really getting in the way of just the basic academics of what we're trying to accomplish as a school district. And unfortunately, our test scores and our students are suffering because of it.
Talking with Landon McCarter, running for Springfield School Board. Last question I'll ask, and then any final thoughts you have. And it's a bit off of what you just mentioned, and there's been media coverage over the last, it seemed as if it started around the end of February, early March, and this busing of kids to MSU for this event with the NAACP and Borough Health Systems, and Dr. M, as a school board member, was there observing, and she noted that at one point the speaker asked all the kids to close their eyes, asked them to raise their hands if they had personally experienced racial trauma, and about one out of five raised their hand, but they were lied to. They were told that all of them raised their hand, and that was used as the premise for the fact that the racial injustice was prevalent. And Dr. M pointed out that the truth of the matter, and there became a huge public assault on her. And what is interesting is thus far, it appears no one's denied that the students were lied to. So you had this public battle, one side saying we should be honest with students, particularly when it comes to issues of education or emotional trauma, whatever it may be. And the other side that said, well, telling them the truth is disruptive. Telling them the truth in that setting can be harmful. And that's a real division in approach there. What are your thoughts of that whole scenario and the, no, we should be honest and clear with students versus, if we lie to them, you know, so be it. And if anybody tries to disrupt things by being truthful with them, that is not in the best interest of the students.
Yeah, so thank you for covering that, because I didn't know if we had time to really go there. But in my opinion, that this situation really sums up the dysfunction of the school board currently. The current situation, of course, you should never lie to kids. You should never manufacture these things. This is completely unacceptable. And I believe Dr. Miriam has her word. And like you said, no one has come out and said that they didn't lie to kids. But for some reason, Dr. Miriam raising her hand and saying seven words and saying, oh, I think only, you know, about 10 kids raised their hands became the issue. And it speaks to the dysfunction of the current Board of Education. In the matter of 48 hours, that agenda item to demote Dr. Miriam for asking that question to call out the truth was on the ballot and voted. And there was an hour and a half of deliberation at the board meeting to be able to get that done, which we are reorganizing the board in 30 days. So it was basically this, you know, this manufactured lies to our kids. And then somehow Dr. Miriam ended up on the short side of that sort of public outcry and public tar and feathering, right? And no one really wants to bring up the fact that she was just calling out lies, right? And then also the board just moved so swiftly to just do this dog and pony show of like demoting Dr. M before they even really asked her like her side or really got the facts together or anything like that. That was already on the agenda. There was nobody reached out to her before the actual meeting. And then it just shows to like, we have real issues facing our district. And I think parents and community members are just sick of seeing this like political posturing on the board and not just results oriented discussion and deliberation, which is what the point of the board is for. So that to me is the situation is it's less about, you know, the specific situation of did they lie? It's clear that they lied to the kids, but I'm more importantly focused on the dysfunction of the leadership of the district of a $340 million budget taking a majority of the meeting to deliberate something that is basically meaningless. To demote Dr. Miriam for 30 days before we reorganize on the 11th of April, it just seems a little silly to me.
And any final parting thoughts, words for people as they are going to be considering whom they cast their votes for with the Springfield Public School Board?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that you guys know that April 4th, it's so important that you guys go out and vote, do your research, understand the candidates. What I believe is very simple. I believe that, you know, my legacy and also my entrepreneurial success has given me a lot of ability to look at certain situations, work with the team, and solve the problems of the district. Right now, we're seeing academic decline. So you kind of have a choice if you do your research. Do you want to elect, you know, existing educators that have been in the belly of the beast for the last, you know, decades, and do you want more of the same? Or do you want to bring in some new blood to represent the community? That's kind of like your choice that you have to make, because essentially you've got educators on one side and then business people on the other. So to me, that's a little bit of a choice that you have to make as a voter.
Landon McCarter on the ballot, Springfield Public School Board, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.